As you heard right here on KDWA on Wednesday from Bloomer, the Prescott Cardinals girls softball team is headed on to the state tournament following their 3-0 win in the sectional final. As always, you can hear these wonderful game replays at 12:35 every week during the school year on Prescott Sports Saturday here on KDWA. But we also had to relive some of those fun highlights from the game on Wednesday, and we pick it up with the score 0-0 in the third, and sophomore pitcher Taylor Graff really starting to heat up in the ring.
One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Called strike three. Oh, what a pitch. Took a little off. Oh, that was nasty in the best way possible.
Graff then closed her 1-2-3 third with this beauty on the outside edge of the plate.
Outside of the strike zone, outside. And then she does it again, swinging a miss. Same pitch. Two strikeouts in a row for Graff. In a 1-2-3, top of the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. Let's go to the bottom of the third inning, and your Cardinals coming to bat.
Heading into the bottom of the third inning with the Cardinals at the plate, they knew they had to be more disciplined against Allison Luoma's rise ball. They made her pull that pitch back down into the strike zone, and good things started to happen at the bottom of the order with Izzy Matzik.
The 2-1. There's a good one, and it's hit high in the air, deep to center, and that's up the fence, and it's going to be extra bases. It's a double for Izzy Matzik. That one, I don't know if Sutherland squeezed the ball as she hit the fence. But that would be a hit and a double, and the Cardinals' first extra base hit today has them in business with one out. And Sid Matzik at the plate with little sister at second base.
Sid Matzik would single and bring Ari Temmers to the plate with a runner in scoring position and only one away. After fouling away five pitches, you knew she was winning this battle.
She's going to win this battle, isn't she, fans? You just have this feeling. Even 0-2, first and second. That first run of this game is at second, and Izzy Matzik with Sid trailing at first. Another 0-2 to Temmers. And she cranks that to left. That's a base hit. Here comes Izzy. The throw's cut off. And it's 1-0 Prescott. Ari Temmers, an RBI single. And it's 1-0 Prescott here in the third.
Graff can not only pitch, but she can also play in the field with that glove. A perfect glove flip to first baseman Maddie Miller ended the fourth inning in a threat for Northwestern.
Here's a little jam shot. Tough play. And flip by Graff with her glove to first. 1-3, nice play. Leave two on for Northwestern.
The game was still 1-0 Cardinals as we hit the top of the fifth, and it was Graff's arm taking over once again.
And there's a big strikeout. Swing and a miss on a changeup. Graff, strikeout number four. Graff peeks in again. The 0-2. Let's go hit. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number five for Graff. Another 1-2-3 inning. Taylor's second today. And the Cards will bat in their half of the fifth next.
And that continued in the sixth inning for Graff, even dancing around a couple of two-out singles when Northwestern got their best chance of the game to score.
Andrea Schley down 0-2 right away to Graff. Top six, Cards up a run. The pitch. Ah, swing and a miss. Nice pitch. Came up the ladder and got him. Taylor Graff, number six in the K department today. Two strikes, two outs, the pitch. Got her, strike three looking. I don't know what she was looking at. I mean, that was right down the middle, and Graff was going for the strikeout anyway, and she gets it. And Northwestern, they might have stepped on their own tiger toes here. No runs, two hits, no errors, two key runners left on base, including the tying run in scoring position.
We head to the bottom of six, and that's where insurance time kicked in for the Cardinals. And it all started with Grace Franco with her second of two singles in her 2-for-3 day in the section title game.
1-1. The pitch. Here it is. Hit hard. Left field. Base hit. And kind of fumbled it in left field. Grace is going to go to second. She's got it. Yep. That's a single and an error, E7, in the outfield bobble.
Franco moved over to third base, and as she was 60 feet away, the Cards took advantage of a key mistake. And Franco's opportunistic legs, they took advantage.
Roll weights. Here's the pitch. High off the glove. Here comes Grace. She will score, and she's in on a wild pitch. It's 2-0, Jessica.
More of that offensive insurance came to the plate with Mackenzie Wallen off the bench in the sixth.
In the sixth, the pitch. Hit hard, left side. That's going to be knocked down at short. Long throw, didn't get her. Base hit. Run scores. It's 3-0. Great play at short by Moore, but not enough. Wallen hits it hard enough for an infield RBI single. Seaman scores, and it's 3-0.
Then it was Graff's arm and the defense behind her that put together a 1-2-3 inning in quick fashion in the top of the seventh to give the Cardinals the sectional championship, and the celebration was on.
Their season is on the line. Prescott starting to book those rooms across the state. Two outs. Seventh inning. 3-0 Prescott. One out to get. Ground ball, back up towards Lenz, Fields, throws, got her! And the Prescott Cardinals are headed back to the state tournament. The Prescott Cardinals win 3-0 in the sectional championship game. And now the Cardinals, they head to state in Green Bay next Tuesday. Right here on KDWA Radio.
Of course, KDWA Sports will have all of the action from Green Bay on Tuesday throughout the day. Stay tuned.